Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. And happy Thanksgiving accepted from Trev Alberts in the Omaha World Herald on the front page today. We welcome in Mitch Sherman of The Athletic. We're just 48 hours away from Nebraska, Iowa. We're maybe a little more than that away from this coaching search finally mercifully coming to a conclusion. And we welcome in Mitch. Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Hey Connor, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I would say that I'm doing all right as well. Let's do the coaching search part first. Where do you sit right now? Whether it's 72 hours or more, maybe it goes to the weekend, maybe it doesn't, out on this situation that's taken a whole lot of twists and turns, I think. Last night we get Lance Leipold, who is going to stay at Kansas, and he's going to – so we're sort of thinning out a little bit. I guess just give us the base of where you are right now.
Well, there's a scenario where it could be all over Friday and maybe even over quite a bit before that. I don't think it's over now, in fact, I know it's not over now. But it could be over very soon, like before Thanksgiving. And I think the plan in that scenario would be for things to stay quiet. That would be what Nebraska's intention would be until Friday after the game.
Yeah.
And then there's another scenario where it doesn't work out as Trev intends at this moment, and he's got to go back and get things reignited, in which case you could be looking at next week. You could be looking at the middle of next week, or maybe even longer, depending on the reception that he gets if he goes back out into hunting land. But I think he's comfortable with where he's at right now, and in a pretty short period of time, I think he's going to know where this is headed.
How do you read into Matt Rhule over the last 24, 48 hours going on TV and podcasts and talking about how badly he wants to coach?
I read a lot into that. Really, that's where a lot of my focus is right now, I would say. Not necessarily because of what he's saying on TV and on podcasts. I will say his media blitz that he's doing this week is not a direct reaction or result of anything that is happening negative or positive with Nebraska. He had intended to do this. I know at least as far back as early last week, but I believe it was earlier than that. I heard about it from someone who talked to him early last week that you could expect to see him on the NFL Network and on some TV, doing some other TV. I think he wanted to get a sense for whether this was something that he would like to do for a year. And as it turns out, based on some of these articles that I've read and we hear him on the NFL Network this morning, it seems like maybe he answered that question himself before he actually got to the media blitz. Sounds like a guy who wants to get back in. And that's not to say that it would be at Nebraska. I mean, there are other options potentially out there for him. And he's just going to be really interesting to watch over the next couple of days. Maybe over the next few hours, just what's going on there. But he definitely has my interest with where things are going. And we may be talking a lot more about Matt Rhule.
Yeah, that's sort of my sense as well. I was trying to we were talking about this a little bit before, and we played his little bit this morning from the NFL Network. Like, what would be the other options for him? Like, to me, it looks like, because we think that Auburn is not focusing their search there. And then there's the other open jobs. I mean, to me, it looks like Nebraska or sit out for Matt Rhule.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Colorado would have wanted him, but I don't think he wants that. Auburn, of course, is the other one that comes to mind. And, you know, we may be getting some misdirection here. I mean, trying to read the tea leaves on what Lane Kiffin is doing based on his tweets. You know, here's at least at Nebraska, we're not dealing with that. At least Trev or potential coaching hires aren't on Twitter, you know, throwing curveballs at this thing and getting us to dissect every word and punctuation mark that they make on social media. So as excruciating as this has been at times over 70 plus days, we're not dealing with what some people are at Ole Miss and at Auburn. That's to me would be more hard to handle. But yeah, on Rhule, it doesn't seem like he's in play at Auburn, but you can't entirely say no. There is a lot of history with these searches and just big announcements in general in college football where you get a surprise at the time of the announcement or right before the announcement. So if all of a sudden he were to pop back up in that discussion, I don't know that I would be shocked, but I agree with you that of the jobs that are open right now, and maybe some more jobs are going to open in about, well, some more jobs are going to open. Maybe there'll be a job that opens that would attract him more than Nebraska in a short period of time. But right now, yeah, it looks like that would be the most attractive one on the table.
How did you read into to Mickey Joseph talking about his weekend plans on Tuesday?
Yeah, I read into it like he's tired and he needs a little break. He needs a day to sit on the couch. I mean, that's the benefit, I guess, of playing a Friday game. Even if you're in season and you play a Friday game, you get an extra day off. So, and I think he's still in season mode. It's not like, you know, I don't know, the reality is going to hit Mickey real quick when it's over, if it hasn't already, that look, there's not another game after Friday. And, you know, if you're in normal season mode and you play on a Friday, it's like you have a built-in extra off day, and on Saturday you can go sit on the couch. And that's why he answered the question the way he did. It's like, well, I don't have a game to coach on Saturday, so I'm just going to go hang out on the couch. Now, you know, maybe he gets called into the stadium to talk to Trev, to meet a new coach, to go over some things. You know, it's hard to say in this job if his plans are actually going to play out the way that he was thinking when he talked on Tuesday.
Mitch Sherman of The Athletic is with us. All right, let's go to the game, which it seems like a lot of times over the last few years, this game has sort of become somewhat of a footnote or an afterthought with all the other discussion going along with Nebraska football, and we'll include that in this year as well. Nebraska's a 10.5-point underdog on Friday. That seems like a lot, given their performance against Wisconsin. Not saying that it was great, but those are semi-similar teams who are trying to accomplish the same things. I don't know. I like Nebraska's, you know, chances to come in, you know, underneath that number in terms of the final score. What would they have to do in order to do that on Friday?
Have some semblance of a running game that isn't just the quarterback scrambling. I think that's important because if you are one-dimensional against Iowa, Iowa's going to try to make Nebraska one-dimensional and make Casey Thompson throw it, and then, you know, there's good players at the second and third level of that defense who would, you know, work to create havoc, and they probably will get some turnovers. It's just the way that Iowa plays defense. They are uncanny with their ability to get interceptions and force fumbles and to do it in opportune moments. And this is a good defense, a great defense, like on a national level.
Yeah.
You just had an average offense with this Iowa defense this year, you'd be looking at a team that would already be in the Big Ten championship and would be competing, I think, for some bigger things, like some prestigious bowl appearances. But unfortunately for Iowa, it's a really bad offense. Was worse in the middle of the season than it is now. They found some things with a little bit of consistency in the running game, but still, Spencer Petras is not good as the quarterback and has struggled all year. So, if you're talking about that number, 10 and a half against Iowa is like 17.
I know. It feels huge. Yeah.
Because they just don't score a ton of points. But, the wild card in the equation is that the defense scores. So, and the special teams are usually really good when they play Nebraska. Good all the time, but they're especially good, it seems, when Iowa plays Nebraska. Whether it's a block punt like last year or a kick return or something, they come up with big plays on special teams. And if those things happen, then I think Nebraska is hard-pressed to be able to stay within 10 points of the Hawks.
Have you been able to get a sense on Casey Thompson and what he's thinking right now? Or is all of that sort of on hold until the next coach is announced?
Well, I think he really wants to know what Mickey Joseph's going to do. And if Mickey is a part of the next staff, then that's going to have a big impact on Casey Thompson. Having said that, I got the impression yesterday like he was talking. He sounded like a guy who was about to play his last college game. He's going to be 25 during the season next year. He's got an undergraduate degree and a master's degree as of next month. He has big plans for what he wants to do with his life. I think he has a pretty good understanding of what his options would be in football, and it's not the NFL. So I don't know what else there is for him to do in college. I mean, maybe he would like to come back and be on the ground level of something and see if he can help Nebraska ignite a new era. But I suspect that he's going to be ready to move on after Friday.
How much did you enjoy the Class A title game on Monday?
A lot. One of the best high school football games I've ever seen. One of the better sporting events I've seen in that stadium, which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
There have been some great ones.
Yep.
Over the years, dating back to the 80s when I first went in there as a kid. It's it could go so many different directions, but the two guys who stood out, there were a ton of guys who stood out, but the ones who had the biggest impact on the game on both sides, I mean, Tristan Alvano, heard him on your station earlier today. Awesome story. And, so glad that I don't even know him, but I know Chris pretty well, Chris Brown, who has worked with him, and they talked about that this morning, and happy for Chris and for Tristan that they made this thing happen and that he had that kind of a game on that stage. And, then for Gretna, where my allegiances lie, I don't make any, I don't make any claims of objectivity when it comes to high school football. My kids go to Gretna and I'm there in my green at all the home games when I'm in town. In a losing effort, what a finish for Zane Flores.
Awesome.
To go out and throw for 400 plus yards at Memorial Stadium and just put an exclamation point on what's been an amazing career. He's got a place in Nebraska high school football history, and people are going to be really excited, I think, I know I will be, to watch him and see where his career goes from here. But despite throwing three interceptions, and Caleb Benning had a great game for Westside too, you got to mention him with 10 receptions,
yeah,
and two picks, and coming back from injury to play in that game, probably not definitely not entirely healthy out there. So many great individual performances. And it comes down to the very end. So that was awesome to see.
All right, Mitch, we'll let you go. Appreciate you taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week when our worlds are probably a little bit different.
When there's a coach, we hope. Happy Thanksgiving to you too.
That is Mitch Sherman of The Athletic. I think a week from now, that's safe, right? I've been saying that
that's
for like
safe.
4 or 5 days. That's safe, right?
I mean,
a week from now?
Mitch said today. What was that about?
Well, he said, maybe just keep an eye. Keep an eye out. That's what he said. Go back and listen to that and pour over those words for a little while, because that's the – we are Josh, we are no longer in day-to-day. We are in hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute.
Could happen like that.
This is when it gets fun. All right, we'll come back. Odd News is next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.